Radio. News, opinion, and a little irreverence from both sides of the 49th parallel. This is Americanuck Radio with Mike Phillip.
So, hour two of Americanuck Radio's Woodstock Rock Friday, and we're going to skip ahead 30 years to Woodstock 99. HBO actually made a documentary about Woodstock 99.
How you guys doing today? Welcome to Woodstock.
There is a sixth sense that you develop when you spend your life going to venues.
It's Moby!
I can tell you 100 feet away what the energy in that venue is going to be like.
It was not your parents' Woodstock.
We got off the bus, and I was like, something's not right.
It was like 1,000 degrees.
I think we should leave. It's so hot in here.
Water was $4 a bottle, which is a ridiculous cost.
The porta potties unusable. You had kids rolling around in what they thought was mud.
In an environment where exploiting women, you could get away with it.
You could feel something bubbling.
In pop culture, there's this dark energy coming from young white males that entertainment is perpetuating.
You have a crowd who are excited, inebriated, and you give them a band to help them release that energy.
What do you think is going to happen?
They had the crowd going insane. People were rehydrated, passing out.
There are a lot of stupid humans around here.
We walked off stage and we're like, get out of here. Like, we need to leave right now.
There's no rest. There's no breaks. There's no rhythm. There's no come down. It's going to crash.
The laws of normal society just don't apply here.
Kids were petrified out there.
This wasn't Woodstock 69.
There is an umbilical cord between the dark, sexual, cultural underbelly in the country at that time to where we are now.
A lot of that energy just wound up in chat rooms and Reddit boards in 2021.
The question quickly became not how could this have happened, but how could it not?
Woodstock 99, and boy, I'll tell you what, it was, well, there was problems, let's put it that way. Police investigated four instances of rape that occurred during the concert, more sexual assaults than could be added up, harassment, five rapes were actually officially reported. There was a woman that jumped into the mosh pit during a Korn performance and was gang raped right in front of the stage. It was 100 degrees out, literally, okay? So they sold water for $100 a bottle. And there was a malfunction with the porta-pots. And so there was a large pond or slough of raw sewage, and they figured that it was mud. And so, you know, like the first Woodstock, what do? You swim and root in the mud, right? Well, they were rolling around in raw sewage. So, if you wonder why society is so messed up today, because it wasn't in great shape 30 years ago. And I've seen this at different rock festivals and even country festivals. I'm going to talk a little bit about this at the end of the show. Oh, yeah. And they set up a... they were trying to stop gate crashing by people that had not paid, right? So they held this on the former Griffiths Air Force Base. And... they put up a wall around it. They called it a peace wall. And at the end of the festival, people broke down the wall. Not trying to get in, though. Trying to escape what was happening. Fred Durst and Limp Bizkit played a song called Break Stuff, which when it came out, I thought it was really cool. Now, when I listen to it, it's like, you sound like a child in a 30-year-old's body throwing a temper tantrum. And while they were playing Break Stuff, a riot broke out. And there was injuries. There was fires while the Red Hot Chili Peppers were playing. One of the audio towers caught on fire. Anthony Kiedis of the Chili Peppers said that, look, we didn't play a version of Jimi Hendrix Fire to encourage that sort of thing. It was decided on beforehand. So there you go. Little synopsis of Woodstock 99. Rape, rolling in poop and raw sewage, fire. So it was a lot like the Seattle Chaz Chop Zone. Very, very much like it. And I'm guessing that a lot of the same types of people. Oh, yeah. And there was no natural shade because it was an air base in a field. And there was, they put the two main stages, the east and west, 2.5 miles apart. So people had to walk in 100-degree heat, buying bottles of water for $4 to stay alive. It was such a good time. Such a good time. But Kid Rock played.
Cowboy.
He just wants to be a cowboy.
Cowboy.
Woodstock 99 on American Rock Radio's Rock Friday. Possibly the last one. I don't know. I've got a lot of mentions coming in here.
Well, I'm packing up my game and I'ma head out west, where real women come equipped with scripts and fake beats. Find a nest in the hills, chill like Flint, buy an old drop top, find a spot to pimp. Then I'm a kid, rock it up and down your block, but with a bottle of scotch and watch lots of cops. Buy a yacht with a flag saying chilling the most, then rock that bitch up and down the coast. Give a toast to the sun, drink with the stars, get thrown in the mix and tossed out of bars. Sip the Tijuana, I wanna roam, find Motown, tell the fools to come back home. Start an escort service for all the right reasons, and set up shop at the top of Four Seasons. Kid rocking, I'm the real McCoy, and I'm headed out west, sucker, because I wanna be a cowboy, baby, with a
top-left back and the sunshine shining.
Cowboy, baby,
well, let's go chillin' with the moon.
I wanna be a cowboy, baby,
riding at night while I sleep all day.
Cowboy, baby,
I can smell the beer from a mile away.
So we still don't have enough emails and messages to keep Rock Friday, but who knows? We'll see what happens over the week. We'll see what happens. Yeah, it's hard to believe that this was, almost 25 years ago, right? A lot of this music is stuff that I remember like it was yesterday, to be quite honest with you. We have a four-song nonstop rock block with a commercial block in the middle, just a mini one. So let's get into that. And we've got Metallica, Everlast, Limp Bizkit, and Hole, Courtney Love. Classy lady, very classy lady, that Courtney Love. I think that Kurt Cobain, well, he had his reasons. Nonstop rock block. Start with Metallica. Woodstock 99. This is what they were hearing.
Some people were robbed, their mother, old hands. snitch on one another for the ends. Sometimes kids get murdered for the ends. So before we go any further, I want my ends. I knew this cat named Bill, he didn't have a dollar. He was Harvard material, Ivy League scholar. Had a PhD, had an MBA. Now he's waiting tables cause it's rent to pay. Companies downsizing, inflation's rising. Can't find a job, he's feeling kind of stressed. Doesn't even feel the effects when he says. Forgot to count how many times he's been blessed. So he falls off track, starts smoking the crack. And once it hits his brain, starts to chain react. Sells the shirt off his back, shoes off his feet. He's losing all his teeth, now he's out in the street. All of a sudden, it's like Jesse James trying to stick up his folding watches and chains. But he's from business school and he's nervous with the tools. So he ends up on his back in a bloody pool for the ends. Some people were robbed their mother for the ends. Let's snitch on one another for the ends. Sometimes kids get murdered for the ends. Everywhere that I went, she was up in the cut. Swinging that butt like Glacier Ahead. Only rapped the men's that rock the flock, yeah. Brand name wearing, champagne waving. Shoes around the neck, lifestyle she's craving. Ain't no saving, she's doing no spending. You do the lending, she'll do the bending. Straight machine bending, it's money for tech. Shopping sprees, get her on her knees. You hit her with the keys of your crib, you acting funny. Home one day, find counting out your money. From the wetlands all the way to the Apollo. If you're broke, she's spitting. If you're rich, she might swallow. For the ends, some people were robbed their mother. For the ends, let's snitch on one another. For the ends, sometimes kids get murdered. For the ends, so before we go. Kids was on their job. They was tougher than leather like Reverend Ron. DMC, they was toting guns, holding weight, going out of state, stacking mad chips, pushing fat whips. Fly jewels and clothes, got no job. And then one disappeared and one got robbed for the ends. Some people were robbed their mother for the ends. Rat snitch on one. Sometimes kids get murdered for the ends. So before we go any further, we're on my ends. Ends. Some people will rob their mother for the ends. Rat snitch on one another for the ends. Sometimes kids get murdered for the ends.
Coffee lovers everywhere now have the opportunity to do their part to save the planet with Al Gore's lab-grown coffee substitute. We, here at Coffee Drinkers for Climate Change, believe this is a terrible idea. While man-bun-wearing, soy latte-loving poodle walkers everywhere are in love with the eco-friendly lab-grown sadness water, Coffee Drinkers for Climate Change want to see the sea levels rise. And for New York City to join the lost city of Atlantis, 12,000 leagues beneath the sea.
American Pride Roasters, historically great coffee. Every pot brewed is an eco-disaster 100 times greater than the Fukushima extinction-level event.
So order yours today and do your part to hasten the end of the planet. You don't want to live forever, do you? AmericanPrideRoasters.com. That's AmericanPrideRoasters.com.
How dare you?
We dare. We dare.
American Radio.
I would say the world's most underrated radio shows. American Uck Radio. This guy, Mike Phillip, is brilliant. I listen to him every day. Love your show. I really do. I'm a huge fan. Thank you for doing what you're doing.
American Uck Radio. The mighty Mojo 5-0.
It's just one of those things. You want to justify if someone's head off, no human contact. And if you interact, your life is on contract. Your best bet is to stay away, mother. It's just one of those days. It's all about the he said, she said, fool. I think you better quit, let it slip. Or you'll be leaving with a fat lip.
American Rock Radio's Rock Friday. There was a four-song nonstop rock block with a very short commercial block inserted in the middle. Well, the messages still keep coming in about keeping Rock Friday. Rick in Montana says, "Hi, Mike. I think Rock Friday is a good idea, and it would be missed. Maybe an hour of serious Mike to begin with, and then the last hour for rocking out so we get a head start on the weekend. Take care." That's Rick in Montana. Chet in Alabama says, "Keep Rock Friday." Rock Friday is all in caps. The farmer in Michigan who said he was listening to the first hour and he had to go put his cows away. So I'm guessing he's rolling Stacey Abrams across a field somewhere, which will most likely feed an entire village. He says, "Keep it. I think most everyone enjoys it and has fun on a Friday." And the messages keep coming in, so I had no idea that you guys liked it so much, to be quite honest with you. So I don't know. We'll see what happens. We will see what happens. Jamie in Georgia thinks that our last artist there, Courtney Love, the most classy and dignified woman of all time, actually killed Kurt Cobain. Well, maybe she didn't pull the trigger, but maybe he just really needed to get away from her. I mean, come on, it's possible. The Red Hot Chili Peppers played at Woodstock 99. We have two of theirs in a row coming right up here. And they faced controversy because the crowd, well, they were going to play Under the Bridge. And they passed out candles so that everybody could have like a candlelight vigil to show how somber they were after rolling around in feces and raw sewage. And what the crowd did was they used the candles that were passed around at the beginning of the Red Hot Chili Peppers to set the place on fire. And so it was a lot like the autonomous zone in Seattle there. Chaz, a chop, Red Hot Chili Peppers, Snow Hey Ho, followed up with their cover of Stevie Wonder's Higher Ground on Woodstock 99, hour two of American Rock Radio's Rock Friday.
To decide that the things that I tried were in my life just to get high on. When I sit alone, come get a little known, but I need more than myself this time. Step from the road to the sea to the sky, and I do believe that we rely on. When I lay it on, come get to play it on, all my life to sacrifice. Hey, yo, listen what I say.
Come back and hey, oh, look at what I see. see, the less I know, the more I like to let it go. Hey, oh, whoa, whoa. Deep beneath the cover of another perfect wonder, where it's so white snow. I've been divided by a world so undecided, and there's nowhere to go. In between the cover of another perfect wonder, where it's so white snow. Running through the field where all my tracks will be concealed, and there's no.
Radio's Rock Friday, more Chili Peppers, Higher Ground, the cover of the Stevie Wonder single from back in, sometime in the 60s. It was a long time ago. Just like that, it was over. One of the big complaints about Woodstock 99 is that people thought some of the bands didn't really fit. Like Moby, who you heard about in the trailer of the HBO documentary at the beginning of the second hour here. Personally, I think of Jason Bourne killing somebody when I hear this. In Wyoming is making beer while listening to the show today. Tech, thanks for listening. Another band that was at Woodstock 99 was Korn. Here's their cover of Word Up by Eddie Grant. No, that was Electric Avenue. Cameo, that was it, not Eddie Grant. Thanks, Sarah. Coming in for Rock Friday. They're pouring in, coming undone, Korn.
Take a picture.
Korn coming undone. Caught me there. American Rock Radio's Rock Friday. And a lot of people may be surprised to hear this, but Aerosmith actually also played at Woodstock 99. And so we're probably going to end it on that note today. I'm still on the fence about Rock Friday. We'll see. Get your vote in. We're almost at the line that I drew in the sand at the beginning of the show, but you'll find out probably Monday or Tuesday. We'll see. We'll see. Aerosmith, Living on the Edge, Woodstock 99, possibly the last Rock Friday. I'm going to break in here right before the end of the show and tell you why I don't want to do Rock Friday anymore. These songs grieve my heart. They really do. It's a soundtrack of a part of my life that I do not like. And so I appreciate that you all like it, and it was fun while it lasted, but it's not congruent with where I'm at right now going forward. And I was, you know, reading about Woodstock 99 and people swimming in sewage and We used to have a music festival in a town I lived in. It was number one for STDs in North America every single year. And so I don't want to do it anymore. It's not where I'm at. Thank you for listening, though. And thanks for all your votes, but I'm not on the fence anymore. Rock Friday's over. Thanks, guys. Back Monday. Don't forget to listen to Lep and Jamie on Sunday and Saturday. Rock 'em, sock 'em.
This is the seditious, rabble-rousing, liberty-loving, home of fun, entertaining, and compelling talk. Mojo 5-0.